Legal developments in India have some serious potential implications for ministry. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're asking you to pray for a Christian organization that may have to pull out of India. Those details are coming up. And then you'll also hear about Christian leaders working to fight tribalism in the Democratic Republic of Congo with the good news of Christ. Our first story, though, a ministry is on Capitol Hill today fighting for the future of children in India. Compassion International supports local, gospel-believing church partners in India by providing holistic child development programs. Recently, the Indian government blocked Compassion's outside funding of these operations, citing the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, a law regulating charitable donations from outside of the country. Now, if that funding is not resumed soon, these programs will close. We spoke with Compassion's Tim Glenn. He says this might all be due to the government misunderstanding what Compassion actually does. Glenn says,
"We're not there to change culture. We're there to lift children up from poverty. And we're there to feed them and to provide them opportunity for education and to teach them life skills so that they become employable as adults."
It's about breaking the cycles of poverty and giving the most vulnerable hope for the future. We're asking you to stand behind them in prayer today.
This hearing that's taking place today, our Vice President of General Counsel for Compassion, his name is Steve Oakley, will be testifying before the Foreign Relations Committee on the Hill and talking just about that.
Ask God to move in the hearts of these politicians to become advocates for compassion. And then what's it like to be a Sudanese Muslim background believer? Many times you'll get an answer to that question from outside of Sudan. One exiled believer we're calling D said he gave his heart to Christ in 1995.
This story of persecution continued from 1997 up until 2001. I have been in prison about six times, was tortured so many times by the Sudanese Islamic Authority, and that forced me to look for a new refuge, and that's why I am no longer in the country.
Despite Sudan's effort to stamp out the body of Christ, more people are giving their hearts to follow him. Persecution has become part of their DNA.
About 15 probably or 20 years ago, the number of the Muslim converts in Sudan were only probably about 100 to 150, according to some of the reports. Today, the churches in Sudan and the Sudanese churches in the diaspora are full of Muslim converts.
Instead of looking at the dark side, he looks at the beautiful, bright side of it.
For me personally, I see that persecution is always a joyful time because it's the time that I see that God is revealing himself to me.
Exiled or not, God is still moving in amazing ways in and around Sudan. And finally, there are over 200 African ethnic groups in the Democratic Republic of Congo. With such a diverse population, the Congolese deal with issues of tribalism and infighting. But local pastors and Christian leaders see it not just as a national issue, but a spiritual one. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Ron Wismer recently met with a delegation of over 400 Christian leaders in the DRC to discuss reconciliation through the gospel.
You can read anywhere about Eastern Congo and the problems that are there. Certainly a lot of tribal issues where tribes are against tribes. And this reconciliation group is very involved in trying to help people come to grips with not only the tribalism, but that the spiritual lack of Christ in their lives is what causes them to do these kinds of actions and have these kinds of situations.
MAF will be flying these Christian leaders to remote Congolese tribes, and they'll be sharing reconciliation initiatives and, more importantly, sharing the heart-changing power of Christ. So here's how we can pray.
We feel that the national church group there is the one to really reach out. All we want to do is come alongside, pray for them, support them, give them some flying if they need it. But as far as the actual reconciliation act, it's got to be with the local people because they understand it so much better than we do.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and Christmas help stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering these items in a Christmas gift catalog to help national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. And where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.